Thank you for your mercy. Oh, we sang in the song that you are good. Indeed, Lord, you are good. Thank you for the life that you are giving unto every mother in the house and every lady in the house today. Thank you for the men. Thank you for the children. Thank you for all our loved ones all over the world. Thank you for all our beloved, oh God. Father, we just praise your name this morning. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We are especially grateful that we can witness the celebration of mothers even again today. Father, it is not by our power, it is by your might, it is by your spirit. You are the one that gave all this life. And we declare our love for you. And we say we love you forever. We serve you forever. We worship you forever. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to once again greet every mothers in the house. Happy Mother's Day. And this go to all the ladies in the house. You know, we have our elders in the house. We are specially blessed to have elders in our midst, our grandmas. We love you. We are celebrating you. You are our heroes. We have Mother Louise in our midst, and we are honoring you. And even to the youngest lady in the house, Muyosola, Oladapo, you know, the youngest princess in Jesus' palace, you will be a mother too, in the name of Jesus. And we pray for all the elders among us, that even as Muyosola's age is new and fresh, so shall your days be, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the youngest, Muyosola, that you will be older than the oldest, even among us today, in the name of Jesus. The strength of the Lord will be our strength. And all, for all of us that were in the middle, we say, arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. And so shall it be unto us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. And quickly, I want to share the word of God with us to encourage us as mothers, as men, and as children, everybody in the house. We all need the word of God, as we have heard in the Bible, the Sunday school this morning. And the focus of our sharing this morning is going to be understanding the time and season. Understanding the time and season. And I want us to open our Bible to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. That is going to be the text of the message, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 from verses 1 to 8. But I will just read verse 1 for now. And it says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Amen?
Amen.
And also, I want us to write down 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verses 23 to 24. We're not going to read because of our time. But I want to briefly talk about what is there. You know, when you read that, First Chronicles chapter 12, verses 23 to 40, it's talking about the sons of Issachar. And we bless the Lord this morning when we were having the prayer in the prayer room. Our sister mentioned that we ought to be men that know and understand the season, just like the sons of Issachar. From that verse 23 to 40, we saw Judah had 6,800 warriors, men that had been trained to fight. We have Simeon that have 7,100 men able to carry weapons and, you know, exercise them in a very professional way. We have Zebulun that have about 50,000 warriors. But just 200 men of Issachar, 200 men, 200 chief officers among the Issachar tribe, they had just 200 people. And these 200 people, they are people that have the understanding of the time and season. And the question is, do you know your season? Do you understand the season? Do you understand the time that you are right now? There is an individual time, and ceasing. There could be family time and ceasing. There could be the time and ceasing in a church, in a faith community. There could be a time and ceasing in a community, physical community, or like as we live, you know, the environment, the province, the state, the nation, the world. And I want to tell you that there is a different season that we have entered into in the world today. Spiritual, in the spiritual realm, the time has shifted by the grace of God. You may be wondering, why do we need to understand or know the time, know the season? What's it all about? Why don't we just live our life and just wake up and do what we need to do and get old and get out of here? Praise the Lord. No. We are children of God and we are supposed to be wise. The Bible says that we are redeeming the time, for the time, for the days are evil. Amen. So the number one thing I want us to discuss is, why do we need to know the time and the season? It's the time for everything. And in time for every season and purpose under heaven. That is the word of God. Let us open our Bible to Jeremiah chapter 8, and I will read verse 7. Jeremiah 8. I will read verse 7. Even the stork in the heavens knows at times, and the turtle dove swallow, and crane keep the time of their money. But my people know not the rules of the Lord. One of the reasons why we need to understand the time and the season is to understand the rule of the Lord. You know, there is a big plan of God, you know, in heaven. He has set his calendar. God has a calendar. And that's why the Bible says in Psalm 102, verse 13, said there is a set time. And that is what the Lord is saying to all the ladies in the house today, all the mothers in the house today. It is your set time to be favored. And Jehovah will favor you in the name of Jesus. There is time for everything. If we don't know the rules of the Lord, if we don't know the calendar of the Lord, how are we going to walk with the Lord? How are we going to walk for the Lord? Acceptably. How are we not going to work against the plan of God? If God has a particular purpose for you, if God has a particular season for you, and you do not know it, and you do not understand it, you cannot apply yourself. You might be working against the calendar and the plan and the will of God. Amen? These men of Issachar that we are talking about, they understood the season. They knew the time. They knew when to move from one kingdom to the other one. And that was why they were able to give direction and support to David at the right time. If the men of Issachar did not know God's timing, maybe they would have still be following Saul and, you know, fighting for the children of Saul when the Lord has already departed and have given the kingdom to another family. They would have been working against the Lord, and they would have been suffering defeat. I pray that we shall not be defeated in the name of Jesus. Amen. When you understand the timing and the purpose and the season that you are, you will be stable. You will not be unstable. The book of James says that a double-minded man is always unstable in his or her way. You know, they are not sure. You are not sure. You don't know what to do. We're still coming there. Like when we know the time, we will know what to do. And we will do what we need to do. And then the blessing of the Lord manifests. Hallelujah. We are not to be running to and fro to every activity of the day. You know, things are happening all over there and you run there. Oh, it is this profession that is, you know, bringing more money, now you run there. Or maybe as a young mother, you are supposed to be pregnant, give birth to baby, nurture your baby, pray over them, and you say, oh, this is not the time to give birth. This is the time to or be traveling all over the world and doing the work of God, you know, you will not be able to work according to the calendar of God. And according to the calendar of God, there is a purpose for every season. And I pray that we will not miss our season in the name of Jesus. Let us open our Bible to Luke chapter 19. You can read from verses 41 to 44, but I will just read verse 44. Luke 19, 44. And this place is talking about how Jesus wept over Jerusalem. Can we have it on the slide, please? This electronic says. Do you have it there? Thank you. I will read verse 44. They will dash you to the ground, and the children within your wall. They will not leave one stone on another because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you. Praise the Lord. And another version says that because you have missed your hour of visitation, Jesus Christ wept over Jerusalem because they were not sensitive to the savior of their life, to the redemption plan of God. They did not understand what the Spirit of the Lord was saying, even though Jesus Christ was, you know, crying, repent, the kingdom of God is here, telling them parables, telling them what the plan and the purpose of redemption was all about. But Jerusalem did not understand, and Jesus wept. You see, it's a serious matter when people don't understand their time and season. It's a very serious time. Jesus was crying. Literally, like crying over the city. Brethren, do we understand what is going on right now? Have we been communing with the news of heaven to know what is going on in heaven and in the spiritual realm of the world? Praise the Lord. I want us to move to the next one, which is, how do we know our season? How do we know our timing? How? Like I said earlier on, the sons of Issachar, how did they know their timing? How do they recognize that this is how God is moving? And I say, number one thing, you need to belong to God. It's not about whether you're a pastor's wife or you're a pastor or ordained or you are not. It doesn't have anything to do with what we are talking about. To be a child of God, to belong to God, is a personal, serious commitment, you know, to the work of God, to the word of God, to the relationship of God. It's not about attendance in church. Attendance in church is very key. That's where you grow. Iron sharpens iron, you know, and you know, holding one post or the other, being ordained of God, they are all great things. It's part of the journey, but it cannot replace your salvation. That's the point. Whether you're an apostle or you're a bishop does not replace and cannot be put forward to God, because the Bible says that all our righteousness is but a filthy rag before Him. Let our hearts be real with God. Let our hearts be pure. And if you are here this morning, or you are listening to this word of God, and you are saying, oh, I'm not sure, or maybe I don't really have that relationship, this is an opportunity for you to know the God of time and season. The God of time and season. Let us open our Bible to Daniel chapter 2. Daniel chapter 2. I will start reading from verse 20. Daniel answered and said, Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changed the times and the seasons. He removed kings and settled up kings. He gave wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealed the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwells in him. This is what we are talking about. If you know the God that reveals secrets, if you know the God that darkness is even light before him, then that is the beginning of you having the understanding of time and season. Amen? Give your life to Jesus today. Ask him to create a new heart in you and renew a right spirit within you. That is it. It starts from the inside out. It's not from the outside to the inside. You can bend down your head all day and not look into people's face or not saying many words, and people would think, oh, you are godly. That is not the godliness we are talking about. It doesn't come from outside to inside. It's from the inside. A new heart. Create a new heart in you, oh God. I'm encouraging every child in the assembly, in the house today, encouraging every one of us. This is a time to really examine ourselves. If truly we are connected to the true and one and only living God, there is no other name that we can be saved, only in the name of Jesus Christ. The Jesus Christ we are talking about is not any kind of Christ that comes from anywhere. The Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of David, Messiah, King, the Holy One of Israel. And as we yield to his spirit that is beckoning, calling on us today, Bible says that now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. The gospel of Jesus of Nazareth is the power of God unto salvation. And unless that genuine salvation take root in us, all other things will just be shadow. I mean, like mirage. We are just trying to grab our own righteousness, and it does not stand before God. Praise the Lord. I pray for as many that are saying, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to have real encounter with the God of time and season. That thou almighty God, by his spirit, by his word, by his strong word that pierces through the soul and the marrow, we come unto you. The spirit of God that convicts the world of sin and judgment, we come unto you and bring you from death unto life, from darkness unto light, following Jesus all the way. From today and from this very minute onward, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Number two, of how to know the time and season. You need to know the Torah. The sons of Issachar, they know the Torah. The Torah is the word of God, is the law of the Lord. And this is just very, 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 very key for me, the word of God. This morning at the Sunday school, we were talking about the word of God. It's like hammer. It's like fire. It's like water. It's like sword. It's like light. It's food. It's seed. The word of God is everything. If you don't know the word of God, how do you know the time? How do you know the season? It would be impossible. You don't have it. I pray the grace, the hunger for the word of God, God will give to us in the name of Jesus. You know, when you understand the word of God, you will not use your worldly wisdom. You not use the worldly philosophy to be interpreting the word of God. When you have the word of God inside of you, when you have the spirit of God, when the spirit of Christ is inside of you, when you open the word of God, life come unto you, light come unto you, strength come unto you, grace come unto you. And you'll be able to know the mind of God. Jesus was telling the apostles, the disciples, he said, when I go, the Holy Spirit will come. He will come unto you. And he will teach you. He will put of me, what is of me, what is of the Father, he will put it in your mind. The word of God and the spirit of God, they are together. He said, when I go, then the spirits will come. They are together. And the Holy Spirit of God is Christ living in every man. Do you have the word of God? Or you are just trying, do you have the word of God with the spirit of God? Or you are just using the word, worldly wisdom or what people say or stories to interpret the word of God? And that is why I wonder sometimes when people say, these Christians are praying, they don't get healed. This one are looking for one miracle, they don't get it. You don't compare yourself with people. It's a personal race, it's a personal journey. If a Christian prayer and God does not answer the prayer as in healing the person and the person is healed here and continue to live here, does that mean that God has not answered the prayer of the saint? No. Maybe God decided to take the saint home. We should not let that affect our faith and say, but this Christian is suffering. He is suffering. Why is he suffering? When the word of God is this, you don't, it's a personal race. It's a personal journey. You don't know where that person is. You don't know at what point of the journey that person is with the Lord. That's why the Bible says that those that are comparing themselves, they are not wise. When you know your time and season, you will not compare yourself or your testimony or the another person that did not get his or testimony or you that you did not get a particular testimony. You will not be comparing. That is, it has to do with everything about the timing and the season and the purpose and the plans of God. When you know the word of God by the Holy Spirit, you discern every situation in your life. And I'm asking us today, what season of life are you? Are you aware of your season? Are you embracing your season? Are you adapting to your season? Daniel said that God, he knoweth what is in the dark, and light dwell with him. If you are with that same God, he will tell you, no matter how dark your situation look to you right now, he will tell you, oh, sweetie, just wait a minute. It's just a corner. We are about to, move around the corner. And look at the great platform of light that I've set for you. But if you don't understand your season, you say, this is a shadow of, it's not a shadow of dawn, it's an everlasting shadow. So I'm going to remain in this darkness forever. And you start complaining. If you don't know the word of God, if you don't know the word of God, where you are supposed to use hammer, you are looking for water. When you are supposed to use fire, you are carrying light, or you are carrying food. The word of God is potent and powerful, but when we understand the time and the season, we'll be able to draw the right word for the right situation. When you are supposed to use hammer, you use hammer, you break and shatter every works of Satan. When you are supposed to carry fire, you destroy, because the Bible says that our God is a consuming fire. When you are supposed to eat and sit down and eat, it's not the time to go and say, I'm going to the field, I want to go and plant. It's not seed time. It's time to sit down and eat. But when we don't understand all of these seasons of our lives, as a young adult, you are looking at yourself, why am I not on top of the world? Why am I not making so much impact? If you understand your season, you would have understood that according to the plan and the calendar of God, this is the time to sit down with your parents, your father, your mother, your uncle, your auntie, everyone that is around you, and you are taking in, you are taking in, you are taking in, you are taking in, because this is your time to eat and be trained and be discipled. It is not the time to tell the grandma, it is not the time to tell your mom or dad at home and say, you are not current, you don't know what's going on, you are old. Because you understand your season, you will cherish every word that comes from your father. You will obey every instruction of your mother, no matter whatever your age is, you are still young adults. Even we that we are older, we are young, praise the Lord. We are young ladies. We are even younger ladies. I think it's the grandmas that are young ladies. We are younger ladies. And the teenagers and babies, they are the youngest. Praise the Lord. So even we mothers in the house today, let us cherish our grandmothers that are in our midst. Let us sit with them. Let us honor them. Let us cherish their word. There is one Yoruba proverb that says, "Omode le ni aso bi agba, koko le ni akisa bi agba." You know, and what that means is that children can say, "Oh, I have many clothings, and my wardrobe is full of the latest and brands, all manners of brands." But you cannot have rags, like not actually rags, like old clothes, as much as the older women or older person. So we that we think we are so educated, we have traveled all over the world, and our grandmas, they can't even speak whatever English we think we know. Maybe it's Canadian English or Queen's English. And when they are talking, instead of us to listen, you are busy correcting them. Grandma, you are not saying the right thing. You are not saying it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let us listen to the word of our elders. That's the point. Amen?
Amen.
And in number three, when you know the Torah, when you have Jesus, you have a grateful heart. You know, I've shared the word of God and the Holy Spirit together. Holy Spirit is supposed to be the number three. So you don't take the word of God out of context. I just interpret it in your own way and be doing your own thing. You're on your own. That's not the word of God. You have to interpret the word of God with the Holy Spirit. So number four is to have a grateful heart. You know, I've sat through all, like a lot of time I look into the word of God. I have never seen a place where God is commending those that complain and murmur. I have not seen it. I've not seen a place where God is saying, please murmur unto me or complain unto me. But the Bible commanded us in so many places in the Bible to have a grateful heart. Have a grateful heart. Be grateful. What you are dying to have, we come. But before it comes, the season that you are right now, are you actually enjoying it? Some might say, oh, by the time I do this, by the time I do that. Well, what about the one that you have done? And celebrate it. You are in grade 5, yes. Oh, you are looking to when you will be in high school, you'll be like a big sister or big brother, like your big sister. Why don't you celebrate your childhood right now? Enjoy it. Be grateful. Even when the situation looks so dark, Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says, and all things work together. Whatever season that you are, and I want to encourage the moms in the home, you know, a lot of time when I talk with some people and they say, my wife is not working now, or maybe it's the woman that is saying, I'm not working right now. I'm like, okay, you are not working right now, so what are you doing? Oh, I'm just home, I'm with my little kids. You are working. Moms, you are working. That you don't see the figure in your account every month does not mean that you are not working. You are working, you are doing the greatest job. Looking into those little faces and, you know, smiling to them, playing with them, giving them a warm bath, feeding them, you are doing great job. And I salute your courage and I celebrate you today. You are working. You know, the job that you are doing right now, you don't have break, you don't have a time off, you don't have an allowance. God will pay all. God pays. God will pay you. Every labor that we are laboring over our children, the Lord will reward us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let us be grateful for all our season. So what season are we in now? You know? I want us to talk briefly about the season that we are in now. And like I said, you can have your individual season, which is how God have his calendar, the big calendar of God for the world. Inside the big calendar of God for the world, we have the big calendar for Canada. Inside the big Canada plan, we have the plan for Alberta province. Within the Alberta province, we have Calgary City. God has it. You know, don't think it's just the government that has the map of the whole constituencies. God has it. And he has his plan. And in your community, wherever you are located right now, God has a plan. He has a purpose for your family. And I decree upon our lives, our children, they will shine in their schools. They will shine in their communities. Our very self, we will shine in our cities. We will shine beyond our provinces. The glory of the Lord, the light of God that is in us, will shine to all over the world in the name of Jesus Christ. Number one, the season that we are right now is the season of the shadow of the Almighty. The season of the shadow of the Almighty, and that's Psalm 91. You know, maybe we will have had this psalm be recited, posted, sung, and prayed more than ever before in the last few weeks. That is one of the ways you pay attention to the time and season. This is the season of the shadow of the Almighty. And what does that mean, you might be asking? It is the season of the presence of God. Bible said that gross darkness will cover the world. He said, but our lights will shine. God is in this generation. God is in this present situation, no matter how dark it looked to us. And when you're talking about somebody's shadow, you know, when I was studying this place, I went out, you know, just for a short walk to actually see how shadow look and walk. It's not that I don't know shadow, but I just want to have a better spiritual understanding of a shadow. What does it mean spiritually? And as I was walking, I discovered that my shadow was on a particular side. And at another time I went walking, my shadow was on the another side. But one thing that was constant to this shadow was that I was there. Because I was there, there was a shadow. And what will a shadow be? Because there is a light. There was light. It was during the day that I was doing the walking. So there is light. So if we are talking about the presence of God and the shadow of the Almighty, that means God has to be where you are. That is where you can see the shadow of God. And that is where you can be under the shadow of God. If God is not where you are, how can you be under his shadow? Wherever God is, there is light. God is light. So what the message and the timing is right now is that wherever God will not be, he will not be there. Whatever God is not in, depart from it. Wherever God is, that is where the light is. And that is where the shadow of the Almighty is. And that is when I can hide under the shadow of the Almighty. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Things might be happening. Even like the situation we are in all over the world right now, and we are wondering what's going to happen. But I tell you, you are going to shine brighter. I am going to shine brighter. It does not matter whatever is going on in the world. The light of God is upon us. And the light and the presence of God will make us to be under his shadow. And wherever the light of God is, let me tell you another thing, brethren. Is the time, is a season of beauty. Now write that down, that's the second one. The first one is the season of the shadow of the Almighty. The second one is the season of the light of God, which is the beauty of God. It is our season of beauty, brethren. It is our season of beauty. And I will explain. That Daniel that we read, say, light dwell with him. When there is darkness in the night, where there is no light, I want you to bear me witness. Do we see anything? Do we see colors? Do we see how beautiful some jewelries are in darkness? Do we see the different colors of our clothing in darkness where there is no light? So, but where the presence of God is, where the light is, there is sure to be beauty. And I decree upon us that every glory and every blessing of the Lord, every treasure, every seed that the Lord has put in us, the light of God will shine upon us and we will shine brighter, even in this season, in the name of Jesus. Amen. And as I will be writing up, I want us to mention briefly about three women in the Bible. And I want every mother to pay attention to that. We want to talk briefly about our mother, Mother Sarah. You know, and that is what I want to encourage us with today. Whatever Mother Sarah's are not doing, whatever Mother Mary, or the mother of Jesus Christ, whatever Mother Mary is not doing, whatever Mother Esther did not do in the Bible, let us depart from it. Amen? Mother Sarah, her name is Princess. So when we call us princess in Jesus' palace, we are princess of our king. He is our father, so we are his princess, or princesses. And princess means you are a daughter of a king, and we are the daughter of King of all kings. So God changed the name of Sarah from Sarai to Sarah. You know, my princess to princess. So, ladies in the house, let your life be more than you. My princess to princess. So Sarah was no longer for herself, my princess. The my was removed. Let us remove my from us. This is what caused us to not know our timing and season. Let us focus on God, because his plan for us is bigger than us. Amen. Very humble Mother Sarah, following Abraham all the way. Not even Abraham was not even like being able to say, okay, we are moving to Santiago, or we are moving to California. He wasn't able to even mention the name of where they are going to. How many of us women can just follow our husband foolishly like that? No, we will say, no, you are educated, I am educated, so please keep your whatever vision you are having. No, let us join our hearts, our soul together with our husbands. God cannot make mistake. Even though the man might seem not to have it all together, God has it all together. And he placed you in the life of that man. And he placed that man in your life. Be one with your husband, for those that have husband. And for those that are not married yet, I have Mother Mary, the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ. She was a virgin. So I want to tell the young adults in the house, if you are a virgin, hold your season and celebrate yourself. You know, in this generation, it's like if you are a virgin, you are not cool, you don't know what's going on, you are not social, you are not out there, you are not having fun. No, hold your season, embrace your season, enjoy your season. It's your season of purity and separation unto the Lord. Leave it to the fullness. Don't fill up world, because others are dating and they are having fun to according to the world, and you are not having. And if you are not a virgin, don't condemn yourself. God demands purity from everyone. Be pure from this day, from today. Make up your mind as a young man, as a young woman, that you are going to be pure to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. She was not ashamed of her situation. You know, for a young virgin to be pregnant and carrying baby and she was not married, maybe she would have think of doing something to the baby. So what does that say to us? Let us not be ashamed of our season. Let us not be ashamed of our season. If you are raising your kids, raise them as unto the Lord. As you are saving a child, you are saving a nation. And you will lend that child unto nations. Let us not be ashamed of our season. If you are mending clothes, mend it. Look at all the qualification that we were given in what our sister shared with us. I was so inspired. I was so blessed. You know, We are the home director, we are the gatekeeper, we are the dishwasher, we are the counselor, we are the psychologist, we are everything. And we don't even go on vacation. We don't have break. We work 24 hours, you know. Just enjoy the place that the Lord has given unto you. And for those that are not yet married, especially the ladies, I want to share briefly about Mother Esther. Mother Esther was raised by her uncle. She doesn't have, according to the scripture, we didn't see, we didn't even read about the mom or the dad. We only read about the uncle. But the uncle trained him, trained her, and she listened. Even when Esther had, she was already a queen. You could see the way that the uncle raised her. The uncle was still giving her instruction as a queen. How many of us, young adults, you know, even when they were gathering the virgins to come and compete for the palace, the instruction, how her uncle was directing her, she was following it. You could even see that when she got to the palace, you know, she told the eunuchs, she said, just give me what you think to make me beautiful. Let us not claim to know, especially the young ones of this generation. Let us listen to the counsel of the elders and discern with the Holy Spirit which to take and which not to take. The Lord will lead you to your palace. The Lord will give you your crown. For there is season for everything. There is time for everything. I want us to bow our head and begin to pray. I want us to pray for ourselves and say, Father, you are the one that knows what is even in darkness. You are the one that changes time and season. You restore kings and remove kings. You can change a man's heart to become a beast's heart, like you did to Nebuchadnezzar. Father, I surrender my life unto you. I surrender my way unto you. You know the season that I am right now. Please open my eyes, oh God, to know my season. Teach me to understand the time and the season according to your calendar for me, oh God. Not comparing myself, not comparing my family, not comparing my husband, not comparing my parents with others. Please, Lord, help me. I want us to pray, maybe as many of us that we are in the season that we are carrying seed, just like Mother Mary was carrying the seed of Jesus Christ. She ran unto Elizabeth. Let us begin to pray, as many of you that you are having seed inside of you and you are praying, and say, Lord, this is what I'm nursing right now. This is my season right now. Pray to God, and God will lead you to your Elizabeth. Elizabeth will celebrate you. Elizabeth will have the Holy Spirit. It's not just anybody you can take your dream to. Pray that you will not take your season to the season killer. You not take your dreams and revelations. You not take your vision to vision killers in the name of Jesus. But Elizabeth, that will support your vision, that will support you, that will encourage you to embrace your season that God will choose for you. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. I want us to pray for all our grandmas in the house, that Jehovah will uphold them. We strengthen them. We give them good health. We nourish them in their body, in their soul, in their spirit. They will be mother Lois for us. We younger women, in the name of Jesus, we will learn from them. They will teach us the way of God. They will lead us in the path of light, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for ourselves. As younger ladies, that we will teach the younger ones in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray that every word that will come out of our mouth will be seasoned with grace. Will be seasoned with grace. It will bless everyone that is hearing us, that is listening to us. We will not just open our mouth as anything and say anything anyhow in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we praise you. Jehovah, we honor you. Almighty God, we adore you. God of time and season, we praise you. You are the one that changes time and season. Maybe there is any of us today that is saying, Lord, I wish this time and season change to a greater, a more blessed one, Father. Look upon them, oh God. Help them to know what they ought to know before they move to their next season. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we pray that, Lord, everywhere we go, your presence will be with us. Where your presence is not, we will not go there. Where your light is not, we will not go there. And therefore, oh God, we decree for every one of us, oh God, that we will abide under your shadow. We will dwell in your secret place. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will cover us with your feathers. Father, Lord, you comfort us on all sides. To the glory of your name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.